Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, my listeners? So right now, we'll be discussing a heavily detailed topic. It is about media and the Philippines, or what we perceive when we watch TV, such shows such as ABS-CBN, GMA7, and TV5. Sorry if my voice is a little low, just gotta be a little bit quiet because I have some students sleeping at the moment. But don't worry, next show will be live as fuck. Still. Alright, so what I mean is, when we're watching the media, you see a bunch of happies, or you see like a bunch of white people, white, specifically a white man, with an Asian woman, a Filipino woman. Nothing wrong with that, but the fact that it's everywhere in the media, and how we worship skin whitening, and people who are half Filipino, it's kind of ridiculous, because it shows that it's giving other people, regular people, who are pure Filipino, or maybe ugly, who are, you know, who could be talented as fuck, you know, it'll give them a little self-esteem, and it's kind of disappointing. But, you know, it happens. It happens out of all of Asia, I would say. They call this the sellout nation, or the white man worshiping nation. Probably Philippines, number one. Number two would be Chinese. And three would probably Thai, because in Thailand they have this actor named Mario Maurer. Mario Maurer, who's a German or white Thai person who also went to the Philippines and did some acting himself. It's crazy. But yeah, shit like that happens. But anyways, I'll be discussing that for just a little bit, and then I move on to a quick controversy within the sports world, or specifically the MMA. MMA world and boxing world with regards to the Ronda Rousey, the UFC's 135 bantamweight champion, taking shots at Floyd Mayweather. But as of now, just going to touch upon just a small topic with the Filipino media, how also skin whitening is a strong topic. You know, every actor, actress in the Philippines, or 90% of them, are using skin whitening, which is kind of stupid, because in Africa, they're whitening skin, so everyone wants to be a white person. Everyone's worshiping the white, and white people. I blame this solely on Hollywood and the American media, because, you know, typical Hollywood media has the white superhero. For instance, Tom Cruise being the Last Samurai, really? Like, what the fuck is that? Like, it's really stupid. Like, you have the Last Samurai being a white man. And what pissed me off was, I respect, yeah, of course, you can't have all Asians or all black people in media in Hollywood, but the fact that Goku, or Dragon Ball, was played by a white dude, specifically a Canadian guy from British Columbia, Vancouver, British Columbia. And that's kind of a slap on the face on Asian people. It just shows, like, they're trying to show how, you know, weak Asian people are. Even in commercials here in Toronto and Canada, I see a lot of lottery commercial, like, they had two buff white dudes and black guy, and have a dorky Asian guy playing the violin. Like, what the fuck? Stereotypical. I blame this solely on the media. How they perceive Asians, how they perceive black people, and like that. You know, Asians usually have a tough role. And it kind of sucks. And yeah, that's about it. And it's kind of tough. You know, the screen whitening issue. Problema yan sa Pilipinas kasi, for my Filipino listeners, like, you know, skin whitening is popular. Everyone's bleaching their skin. No one's tanning. All the white people are tanning, but, like, it's funny how the white people want to be dark. You get the dark skin people trying to be white. Like, you should respect your own skin color. Like, be happy with yourself. You know, it's kind of ridiculous. But yeah, it's crazy how, you know, you have so many half-breed people, specifically products or kids of a half Filipino, half white. Specifically, the father is of American or white Caucasian male, and the mother is of Filipino descent. Crazy how you have that mix. But, you know, what I'm just saying is nothing wrong with that, but have moderation, you know. Sure. Put some other people on the screen, you know. Put some dark people on the screen, you know. Respect, have the vice versa, you know. We need to see also Asian dudes with white females in the media, because we have that in Filipino media. Like, if you're going to have a white person, cast a white person, a white dude in showbiz, like, might as well cast a white girl, too, you know. Like, what's up with that? It's double standard, you know. You can't even have an Asian guy or Filipino dude be the main superhero. You don't see a Filipino guy being Superman. You don't see, again, what's his name, Kuya Kim playing Superman or Peter Parker, like, or, sorry, what's a good example, Vote Navarro playing Spider-Man. You don't have that, but you can have a white dude coming to Filipino media and dominating, right? It's pretty double standard, and that's why I'm calling out ABS and GMA on that. You have guys like Derek Ramsey and James Reed getting crazy roles over, you know, guys who are just pure-blood Filipino. There's nothing wrong with that. Yes, give them acting gigs, but you gotta, you know, show what really is truly Filipino. You have a lot of Filipinos claiming they're half Spanish, and realistically, only 3% of the Filipinos are Spanish. Like, come on, man. Like, you're saying that Spain raped every single Filipino person, and there goes, we lose our identity? No, man. A lot of Filipinos are dark. You see black Filipinos, you see Chinese-looking motherfucking Filipinos, you know. Intricate, yeah, crazy things like that. But all in all, I'm just saying, get rid of that freaking skin whitening, embrace everything, you know, just one love, man. Like, honestly, like, have an Asian guy play a white role in Hollywood. I know I'm mixing up Hollywood and Filipino media, but I'm just saying it starts with Hollywood. The way people perceive us Asian males or us Asians in Hollywood is how they can perceive us in any other media. So, you know, respect the Filipino media. You know, Filipino media, that's all you have to say is, like, get rid of the skin whitening. You know, if you have a talented person that's ugly as fuck or dark as fuck, you know, put them in the shows, you know, because it's all about passion and inspiring people to do what they love. And if they're talented, then why not showcase that to the world, you know? Anyways, I'm done with the half shit, half people, half white, whatever, BS. Moving on to the Ronda Rousey taking shots at Floyd Money Mayweather. It's been a heated topic within MMA and sports combat recently, you know? So, just gonna finish, because I only have, like, what, 3 minutes off? That's what she said. But Ronda Rousey, basically, and Mayweather had this controversy, because Ronda called out, I don't know which game first, but called out Floyd Mayweather and said, how does it feel to be beat by a woman for the first time in the ESPYs Awards? So she won, I believe, Best Athlete and Best Fighter of the Year, or Fighter of the Year. She's, if you don't know Ronda Rousey, she's a American judo ace Olympian who's also the 135 bantamweight division champion of the UFC, and she is right now officially the cash cow of the UFC. She generates more money and more pay-per-views than anyone else. And she took shots at Mayweather, and Mayweather responded, Ronda Rousey, I don't know who he is. The fact that he said, I don't know who he is, I don't know. I don't know if he really, truly doesn't know who Ronda was, or he did it on purpose. I think Floyd did it on purpose just to get a fucking, you know, just to get media coverage on that shit. And then later on, Ronda was taking jabs. He said, blah, blah, blah. I forgot what she said, but Floyd said, you know, talk to me when you're making $300 million a fight. And then Ronda responded, she ended the thing so far with, according to my calculations, she said, Ronda Rousey said, she makes more money than Floyd Mayweather does per minute because she's the most paid female fighter or athlete in the UFC roster right now. So she said, when Floyd learns to read and write, text me. And I find that so funny. She not afraid to take shots at Floyd. She'd probably beat the shit out of Floyd in real life if it was an MMA match. Boxing match, obviously Floyd's going to kick her ass. But we're having a lady versus, but I honestly still think that Ronda would kick her ass, his ass. But all in all, that's all I have to say. Stay tuned next week on the next topic on my radio show. Enjoy, guys. Comment below. Catch me on my Instagram, AlexPBOfficial. If you want a topic to discuss, feel free to comment. My YouTube is Alex Buiza, B-U-I-Z-A. This is the Hub Life. Enjoy your days and your week ahead, guys.